Leftists rage over President Trump's church walk, Trump is a fascist. By Hannah Blow on June 1, 2020. Prominent leftists on Monday raged over President Trump's walk to St. John's Episcopal Church after authorities cleared out protesters in the area around Lafayette Park, accusing the president of having demonstrators viciously attacked for a photo op and deeming him a fascist. The president concluded his Rose Garden address by announcing his intention to pay my respects to a very, very special place. From there, Trump departed, walking to the historic church that rioters targeted on Sunday night. Authorities cleared out protesters ahead of Democrat Mayor Muriel Bowser's 7 p.m. curfew and Trump's walk to the church. Philip Wegman, White House correspondent for Real Clear Politics, indicated that protesters were warned three times over loudspeaker by Park Service and police to clear the area, citing a source with direct knowledge of the events. Nonetheless, enraged progressives took to social media to express outrage over both the president's speech, vowing to assume command in the event that governors fail to subdue violent rioters, and his subsequent action, holding up a Bible in front of the historic church alongside members of his staff. The president of the United States tear-gassed peaceful protesters in order to clear the way for a useless photo op outside the White House, just after vowing to activate the military against our own people. Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, raged. He's using the American military against the American people. He tear-gassed peaceful protesters and fired rubber bullets. For a photo, Joe Biden, D, the Democrat Party's presumptive nominee, said in a post, echoing Warren. Failed Trump challenger Hillary Clinton also weighed in. Tonight the President of the United States used the American military to shoot peaceful protesters with rubber bullets and tear gassed them. For a photo op, she declared. This is a horrifying use of presidential power against our own citizens, and has no place anywhere, let alone in America. Vote, she pleaded. I don't know anyone in Antifa. But I'm against fascism, sick. And it real Donald Trump is a fascist, Representative Eric Swalwell, DCA. A prominent Trump critic, asserted. A collection of celebrities, lawmakers, and political personalities espoused similar sentiments. As Breitbart News reported, the widespread depiction of peaceful protests has been largely inaccurate, as many protests have been dominated by looting, fires, and violence against officers. Over the past 3 days, rioters outside the White House have violently clashed with Secret Service officers, torn down barricades, assaulted journalists, including Breitbart News reporter Matthew Purdy, vandalized historic buildings and monuments, and lit multiple fires, including one that caused damage to the historic St. John's Episcopal Church, opposite the White House. Riots and violence in D.C. and around the White House have led to a full mobilization of the D.C. National Guard. Several other National Guard units were activated in D.C. over the past 3 days ahead of full mobilization. Such chaos is what seemingly drove the president to visit St. John's Episcopal Church on Monday evening.